Grat thought of as double intenders. Although in Nanny Ogg's case, they were generally single entendres, and proud of it. In short, Magrat had despaired of learning anything at all from her senior witches, and was casting her net further afield, much further afield. About as far afield as a field could be. It's a strange thing about determined seekers after wisdom, that no matter where they happen to be, they'll always seek that wisdom which is a long way off. Wisdom is one of the few things that looks bigger the further away it is. Hence, for example, the way of Mrs. Cosmopolite, very popular among young people who live in the hidden valleys above the snow line in the high ramtops. Disdaining the utterances of their own saffron-clad prayer-wheel-spinning elders, they occasionally travel all the way to No. 3 Quirm Street, in flat and foggy Ankh-Morpork, to seek wisdom at the feet of Mrs. Marietta Cosmopolite, a seamstress. No one knows the reason for this, apart from the aforesaid attractiveness of distant wisdom, since they can't understand a word she says, or more usually, screams at them. Many a bald young monk returns to his high fastness to meditate on the strange mantra vouchsafed to him, such as, "Push off you," and, "If I see one more of you little orange devils peering in at me, he'll feel the edge of my hand all right," and, "Why are you buggers all coming round here staring at my feet?" They have even developed a special branch of martial arts based on their experiences, where they shout incomprehensibly at one another and then hit their opponent with a broom. Currently, Magrat was finding herself through the path of the scorpion, which offered cosmic harmony, inner oneness, and the possibility of knocking an attacker's kidneys out through his ears. She'd sent off for it. There were problems. The author, Grandmaster Lobsang Dibbler, had an address in Ankh-Morpork. This did not seem like a likely seat of cosmic wisdom. Also, although he'd put in lots of stuff about the way not being used for aggression and only to be used for cosmic wisdom, this was in quite small print between the enthusiastic drawings of people hitting one another with rice flails and going, "Hi!" Later on, you learned how to cut bricks in half with your hand and walk over red-hot coals and other cosmic things. Magrat thought that Ninja was a nice name for a girl. She squared up to herself in the mirror again. There was a knock at the door. Magrat went and opened it. "Hi!" she said. Herker the poacher took a step backwards. He was already rather shaken. An angry wolf had trailed him part of the way through the forest. He said. He leaned forward, his shock changing to concern. "Have you hurt your head, miss?" She looked at him in incomprehension. Then realization dawned. She reached up and took off the headband with the chrysanthemum pattern on it, without which it is almost impossible to properly seek cosmic wisdom by twisting an opponent's elbows through 360 degrees. "No," she said. "What do you want?"
"Got a package for you," said Herker, presenting it.
It was about 2 feet long and very thin.
"There's a note," said Herker, helpfully.
He shuffled around as he unfolded it and tried to read it over her shoulder.
"It's private," said Magrat.
"Is it?"
said Herker, agreeably.
"Yes."
"I was told you'd give me a penny for delivering it,"
said the poacher. Magrat found one in her purse.
"Money forges the chains which bind the labouring classes," she warned, handing it over.
Herker, who had never thought of himself as a labouring class in his life, but who was prepared to listen to almost any amount of gibberish in exchange for a penny, nodded innocently.
"And I hope your head gets better, miss," he said.
When Magrat was left alone in her kitchen come dojo, she unwrapped the parcel. It contained one slim white rod. She looked at the note again. It said,
"I never had time to train a replacement, so you'll have to do. You must go to the city of Genua. I would have done this myself, only cannot, by reason of being dead. Ella Saturday must not marry the prince. P.S. This is important."
She looked at her reflection in the mirror. She looked down at the note again.
"P.S. P.S. Tell those two old biddies they are not to come with you. They will only ruin everything."
There was more.
"P.S. P.S. P.S. It has tendency to reset two pumpkins